A study by the University of Tasmania's Menzies Institute for Medical Research estimates the smoke-related health costs of the 2019-20 bushfires to be $1.95 billion. To discuss this topic further, we are joined by lead author of the research, Faye Johnson, Associate Professor at the Menzies Institute for Medical Research. Good morning, Faye.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Now, $1.95 billion, that is an amazingly big amount of money. How did you get that estimate?
Yes, we've applied fairly standard methods, which are used to quantify the burden of illness on society from air pollution. And basically what you do is you get data about how much smoke or how much air pollution has been around, how long for and how many people were exposed to it and how bad it was. And you can use that to estimate health impacts like the number of deaths and the number of admissions to hospital for various conditions like heart and lung conditions. And once you've got those estimates, you can apply standard values to life, or a statistical life in this case, because they're estimated impacts. And when you add all that up, and the fact that we calculated over 400 deaths attributable to the smoke pollution, that adds up to quite a big number.
That's quite shocking to hear. And one thing I found that was quite surprising about the research is that this estimate could actually be higher because it excludes the cost of mental health or reduced productivity.
That's right. When you're doing impact assessments like this, you base it on what's already known and what the relationships are. And so there's clear and a lot of study and a lot of evidence about hospital admissions and dying earlier than you would expect to die. But if the data's not there for things like mental health and impacts like that, then you haven't got anything to work with to try and factor that in.
And do you know what the comparison is of smoke-related health impacts compared to the previous bushfires we had in Australia?
Yes, on average, compared to... We fluctuate year to year, of course, and different states have different severe fires and pollution events during different years. But on it was almost 10 times worse. It was really off the dial with last bushfire season. Yeah, the ratio of what we estimated for last summer compared with the median estimate across all the other 19 previous seasons was something like 9.8, or around, you know, almost 10 times worse.
Wow, that's extraordinary. How can this research that you've compiled be included in future bushfire response and preparedness as well?
Look, what this really tells us is that when you work out the impacts that a lot we know, you know, direct deaths from fires for people in the front line are really terrible, huge impacts on communities. But they're part of an even bigger picture of impacts from smoke. And the thing about smoke, it's far more dangerous to be confronted by a wall of flames, of course, than it is to be living in a smoke haze. But smoke production is just so enormous and it travels for thousands of kilometres. And it affects orders of magnitude many more people than those who are directly interacting with a fire front. And it makes people who've got chronic illness of any sort, particularly heart and lung disease, and these are both really common in the community, so you've just got a lot of vulnerable people whose illnesses get exacerbated by this. So it's not so much that you drop dead or you need to die for cover when there's smoke, it's just that it went on for so long and affected so many people. The impacts there really add up, and they add up to, you know, can be something bigger in terms of the cost and the health cost than the actual fire front at the time.
Absolutely, and I'm still getting over the fact that that's 10 times more than previous bushfires, and we definitely heard stories about how it's affected people with asthma. It's really exacerbated previous health conditions. What do you hope that people will take away from this research? What action do you hope for?
A number of actions. Over and above everything else, this fire season was so anomalous. We can't escape the fact that the climate is changing. Fire seasons are longer. We're getting those really severe fires that make their own lightning. We're on a very worrying trend, and we need to urgently address that. So that's the underlying conditions that favour these kind of severe fires. Really off the dial compared to historical. We've always had bushfires, of course, but these are something else. And as you know, the USA are experiencing something very similar right now. So that's the big picture action that's urgently needed, is addressing emissions that are making our climate unstable. And then we need to get much, much better at living with bushfires and living with smoke and understanding what smoke does to us, how to reduce our exposure to smoke, how to make our houses and gardens and communities safer through reducing flammable vegetation and having fire-hardened houses and knowing what to do and where to go when the smoke's around. There's a lot of work to be done in getting more skilled as a community in all these aspects, because they're going to happen more and more. And smoke, whether you live in the urban fringes or whether you live in a town, smoke will affect all of us one way or another.
Absolutely. Thank you, Faye, so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.